This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the fifth Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics to our community. Today, we're talking about a new initiative launched last month called Poder, Purpose, Opportunity, Development, Empowerment, and Results, a leadership program focused on Latinos. Latinos in Broward County represent more than 30% of the total population of almost 2 million people. In other words, 600,000 Latinos just in Broward. Hispanic-owned firms represent 27.8% of all the firms in Broward. So we are a very, very strong force to be reckoned with. And today we have a special guest, and her name is Juliana Foss. She's the co-founder of Poder Collective, who will be sharing important information about the launch of this fellowship program directed to Latino entrepreneurs, middle and senior management looking to climb up the corporate ladder. Welcome, Juliana, to Latin Connections. First, tell us who you are and your background, and then let's jump right into what is Poder.
Absolutely. Well, Minty and team, thank you so much for having me. I'm super honored and excited to be here. So, yeah, you got it. My name is Juliana Faust. I am the founder and CEO of On Purpose Talent, which is a executive coaching and leadership development company that has been in business for about 8 years now. I'm originally from Brazil, but I also speak Spanish. Hola.
Hola, hola.
Hola.
Portuñol? Portuñol?
No, Portuñol. I actually lived in Caracas many years and also in Barcelona where I got my master's degree. So, sí, hablo.
Oh, muy bien. Perfecto.
At the core of what I do is really, my whole mission and vision is to make the world a more inclusive place, while giving Latinos and allies the right tools and frameworks to career advance. So whether you are within corporate or you are an entrepreneur, leading a team, leading yourself, I'm sure that everybody needs tools and things to help us get out of our own way. So in a nutshell, that's a little bit about me. I've been living in South Florida for many years. I don't want to share the number, if that's okay.
It's safe here.
Yes, I do live in Broward with my husband and our two kids, who will keep us very, very busy and definitely on our toes. So super excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here too. And we're going to talk about inclusion because I think that's an important word these days, but in a way that helps grow businesses and the whys of growing businesses and including people from different backgrounds and different type of neurodiversity, right? But let's jump right into Y Poder Collective. What is this all about?
Yeah, so I happen to be one of the lucky ones to be the co-founder of Poder Collective. So I am the Chief Insight and Transformation Officer alongside two of my dear and esteemed colleagues, Juan Saavedra, who is our Chief Strategic Partnership Officer. If you've ever met him, you know that is a titled for him. And also with
Brown. Yes.
Yes, with John Moreno Escobar, who is our Chief Visionary Officer. And if you've had an opportunity to meet him, you know that is a perfect title for him as well. So the three of us make up Poder Collective. And our whole intention and mission is to really close that gap, right, that we see within the Latino Hispanic community in terms of career advancing and having the right tools and access. Perhaps it's even access to information, not even necessarily access to capital, right, just access to what to even ask. So the three of us came together, we identified this gap, and we bring such unique skills and unique perspectives to the table that together we have created this Poder Fellowship.
And for those who are listening to us, Poder in English means power. So three of you coming together is a very powerful trifecta, to be honest with you. I know Juan, for many years. I know John also, even from when we lived in New York many years ago. So I'm really excited to hear about this program. And that's the reason I wanted to invite you here. So let's talk a little bit more about what is this fellowship? What does that mean? And what does it consist? So let's break it down in the first thing. What is the Poder Fellowship?
Yes, thank you for that. And you brought up a very good point that we wanted to be really intentional with the word, right? In that poder is also the same word in Portuguese. So in talking about being, inclusive, we wanted to make sure that that word resonated with the entire population, right? So going back to what is this fellowship? So our Poder program is the first inaugural program that our fellowship is launching now. Cinco de Mayo, which is a perfect day for us to launch our program at the
time.
And it is going to be not just a leadership development program, but also an opportunity to create community, because that is also one of the gaps that we have observed, right? When I look at other ethnic groups, other cultural groups, they're very tight. And I feel like we have such an opportunity as, you know, as Latinos to have that strong web, that strong net. And I speak from my own lived experience that I don't have any family here. So, I mean, my family is across the continent, right? So I rely on colleagues, co-workers, ex-co-workers, neighbors, friends. You know, it does take a village. So we are creating, have created, not just any leadership development program, but also an opportunity for us to create that sense of community, to really create a legacy and disrupt the way that we've been doing things in a really positive and intentional way.
That's important. And we're going to talk about that, about how Broward is unique in that sense. I believe the same as you, that we tend to here do things a little bit different. I've seen a unity component of other Latinos coming together and helping each other out. But let's go back to the fellowship program. What does it, break it down in terms of what it is and what's going to happen on May 5th of this year and where it's going to happen and, you know, and all of the great stuff that is happening.
Yes, of course. So thank you for that. I get excited and I start talking about other stuff.
We all do.
So my style is very to the point, no fluff. I worked for many years. I'm going to throw a number out there. 15 years at PwC, which is one of the, you know, big four accounting firms. So I really value all of my coaches and my participants' time. So this is no fluff. This is about being bold and getting results. And results looks different for anybody, right? So this is not a cheesy, motivational leadership development program. This is hard fact that you will leave there after day one and feel like, wow, I know exactly what I need to do. And why didn't someone tell me this sooner in my life or in my career? So it's a 4-month program that will start by a full day of what I call a development day. So we Latinos don't do that for ourselves ever, right? To dedicate a day to think about goals and what's getting in your own way. So this is going to be huge self-care and personal professional development. So Power Club, May 5th, you'll be there for you as all of us listening for a full day of content and frameworks and things that are going to get you into action in a bold and intentional way. Then we'll meet again virtually.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's 4 months. So the first day is a full day, of course, that we're going to have opportunity to network, and it's going to be very interactive with activities. I may take the group outside, depending on the Florida weather. We'll see. So really out of the box type stuff, right, that I've been practicing on my own for many years. Then we'll meet again, you know, to give continuity to the learnings and also to talk about what has worked and what is getting in the way and accountability over wins and folks that continue to procrastinate virtually through Zoom over the next few months. And then at the 4th month, we'll meet again at the Tower Club for a full day, again, to just kind of like bring all these concepts together, roadmap for the future, and then close out with a graduation. So the program is broken up into the acronym that we created for PULIT. So first being purpose, and then opportunity, development, empowerment, and then we end up with results.
That's important. So it's different modules and people yes. come together. They get to network and meet other similar entrepreneurs or business people, right? Mm-hmm. So it's interaction. One of the things, what I was going to interrupt you before, but I wanted you to finish your thought, is that in many cases, when, like you said, we only come here in, let's say, in the United States, in Florida in particular Broward, and we leave our families behind in the country of origin. And we are the sole entrepreneur. We are the people that are sort of advancing, you know, the market access that we want. But sometimes we're alone. And what this program is supposed to do, right, is to really bring people together, bring other Latinos, learn from each other, exchange ideas, and open each other's doors, right?
100%. That is absolutely right. I mean, and I know that we each have different experiences, right? So maybe someone is first generation, born here in the U.S., but grew up in a very like heavy, Latino household. So we all have different journeys, but in the end, I believe that what we get in our own ways by not making the ask because of our cultural traditional values that I don't need anything. I already have so much. How can I ask for something? So the first thing that I say to folks when I meet them is, however this works out, my network is your network. If you see someone on my LinkedIn or wherever that you want to connect with, I'm happy to connect you because that's what we need. But that person is never going to make that ask, right? Just because of the way they're raised, maybe. Yes. Or we don't feel like it. I can pay now. Like, how am I going to do it? You know, what are they going to think of me? So that is a perfect example.
But also, I noticed that it had happened to me in my line of business when we come from either other countries, we tend to gravitate to the way we did business in the country of origin. And it's very different in many cases to do business in the United States and, more importantly, to do business in the state that you're residing or that you have your business, and most likely in the county that you reside. So is this program going to provide those tools of how to connect, how to get the permits, how to get the certifications and all of that that you need to thrive your business in Broward County and beyond?
Well, we're also focusing on folks who perhaps work corporate jobs that don't have those kind of obstacles and needs. But yes, whatever is needed. And I don't know that I hold all the answers either, but I'm sure I know someone who can help. And I'm sure that someone in that group knows someone. And that's the power of that. And I love that you brought that up, because I feel like when I moved to this country, I had tools and I knew things, right? And it's like me getting to my corporate job with a soccer ball under my arm and everyone is playing American football. It's a completely different game. We didn't know that we couldn't kick the ball. We didn't know that there wasn't going to be a goalkeeper. You know, it's a completely different set of rules. And we have to kind of like learn as you go. It's like battle testing, right? Or baptism by fire, something like that.
Yes.
All of those phrases that I'm butchering in English, but we get it. So our intent is to give folks the roadmap, is to give folks this is the quick manual that you can refer to on how to thrive, on how to succeed, on how to be heard, how to be seen, how to do that stakeholder mapping, and how important it is to intentionally network and land your pitch and work on your brand and so many things that we think that just our hard work is going to be recognized. And that is not the case here. It's very different. So vision, our mission is to, of course, start in Broward because we have so much work to do here. But outside of Broward, outside of Florida, you know, is to make this available to whoever would like to participate, including allies, right? I would love to learn more about.
That's a good, I like that, because this is about inclusion. It's about other individuals that are a necessary part of the Latino community that also what can benefit from developing relationship with Latinos and non-Latinos. There is an investment. Each individual has to have an investment in terms of participating on this, right? Correct? How much cost in terms of all the different modules that they're going to participate?
Yeah. So our inaugural program that is launching now on May 5th is by invitation only. And because it's the inaugural program, it has a unique price point at $2,500 per participant. And that includes all the modules, all of your materials. Of course, the things like parking and, you know, your special granola bar is not included. But programs going forward are going to be open to the, you know, to the general population based on an application form that we will review. And we can provide all of our participants with letters to provide to their organizations if they want to submit it as tuition reimbursement. We can look at payment options and things like that. And the price point will be higher in our second cohort.
So this is the time to take advantage of it, correct?
This is the time, yes.
And what fun day to launch on May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo, although that's not real, holiday of Mexican holiday. So, but it's a fun day to celebrate and to actually take a time off. You know, we get so busy in our life, whether you work for corporate America, you work for the government, or you have your own business, we don't give ourselves enough time to truly learn from others, hear a new perspective, understand if you have blind spots. Sometimes we don't know about those blind spots. You know, understand what's going on, the geopolitical situations that are going to affect the type of business that you have, et cetera. So this is the time to make an investment. And $2,500 is an investment in me, it's an investment on my business. And I think it's the right way to start with this process. So how can they get information, Juliana?
Well, so we have a website that they can refer to, www.poder collective.com. And they can also email us at animate@podercollective.com. Yes, now is the time. And you know, Mindy, when I speak with, you know, even the highest executives at Fortune 100 companies, to folks who are starting out their businesses, to people who are early in career, every single person, the common thread between all these people is that they say, I wish I had more time, not more money, not more resources, not more warehouse space or employees, but more time to think. So what we are giving and providing our participants is the luxury and the privilege of sitting there and thinking through your goals, what you need and how to get out of your own way with a system that works. And to put a cherry on top, it's not cheesy, because I am highly allergic to things that are cheesy and full of blah, blah, blah. So you can be sure that's going to be to the point and maximizing people's time.
I think, you bring, the three of you bring different perspective that is unbelievable, right? So based on your background, what you just described, and also John's background, so you bring both international background and also, you know, working here in the United States and most likely, obviously here in Broward. But then we have one who's working with a pseudo government. I mean, he has a government background, so he can give you different perspectives. For people that reside here, you know, there's 600,000 Latinos right here in Broward. We are a powerful group of individuals that we are enjoying the American dream, seriously. And we feel that this is where we have established our roots and where we want to contribute or give back to the communities that we live in. And I think this is important that we take the time to learn about things that we don't know so that we can do a better job, and then we can continue to expand our businesses so that we can hire more people and we can, contribute to the society. And I think that's the inclusion component that I wanted you to mention a little bit more. I don't know if you want to add something about that in particular before we wrap up.
100%, because something that we have thought through is who is going to be in that room, right? So if I'm in it, I'm bought in, now I'm kind of worried about, well, who are going to be these other participants that are going to be there in this amazing development day? And one of the things that we're definitely looking at is having that cognitive diversity that you brought up, different folks with different walks of life in that room to add to it, so that it's not like los mismos con las mismas.
Right. I like that.
That we're not bumping into the same people, across the board, so that we can definitely learn from each other and really bring those different perspectives. And honestly, this whole thing really is a breath and fresh air and a fresh perspective on how to look at leadership development and goal setting and, goal mapping and all of those words. So definitely diversity is one of our key components.
Oh, thank you for that. It's diversity for the purpose of getting different mindsets to grow together, to expand businesses. And that's the way, I've learned everything about the Latino market, not by being just in the Latino market, but by actually my counterparts in the non-Latino market, and that we bring together, because what we want to do is continue to merge and continue to contribute. So we are coming to the end of the podcast. And I want to thank you, Juliana, one more time for being with us. We're going to make sure that this is very successful. I'm glad that it's going to be happening at the Tower Club right here in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Again, just to wrap things up, I want to repeat that in order to get more information, make sure to email to animate@podercollective.com or go to podercollective.com. And, Juliana, come back. Let's talk more about you know, how this progressed through the year and through the cohorts that you're going to establish. I think this is something to kick off very proudly on May 5th right, at the Tower Club, and we will continue to monitor it. So thank you again for being here. Latin to Latin Connection is here to bring a voice to Latino entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida. For those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@l2lmarketing.com or call us at 954-376-4800 or visit our website at l2lmarketing.com. Let us know what topics you're interested in. South Florida Community Roundup, Latin to Latin Connection, will be aired every third Saturday of each month at 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. And next month, we have someone very special, which is Richard Carretero. He's on our team. He's a Latino Gen Z, and we want to hear his voice. And that's why it's important that I invited him to tell us what it is to live in South Florida, what it is to be from South Florida, Cuban American. And I look forward to interviewing my right-hand person all this year for 4 years, Richard Carretero, who's embarking in a new journey. So, Richard, we look forward to hearing to you. Thank you so much. Y hasta la próxima.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DAVIPNREECE at email.com. See you next time. And I've been taking care of business
every day. Taking care of business everywhere. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.